This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Ryan is on the phone today for our first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by a woman named Lena. And in a few minutes, we're going to call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But first, Ryan, how long has it been since you heard from her?
It's been like a couple weeks.
That's definitely a ghosting.
Yeah. So how many times have you reached out to her in that time?
Just a few times. I don't like to text too much. You know what I mean? I think three times I text her and I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing any more than that.
So let's go back to the date then. How did you guys meet? What happened on the date?
So we met on Hinge and then I felt a really good connection. We both love concerts and new adventures and trying new things, traveling, stuff like that. And she's very witty and she's very interesting. She's beautiful. So, we went to a burger spot on the water.
Nice.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun. It was nice. It was kind of outside kind of area. We were having some drinks, just talking. And afterwards we went and walked around and kind of took in the scenery. And then we had a really great kiss and it was just I don't understand why she ghosted me, because it felt so romantic and idealized, I mean, maybe some people would think it's cheesy. I don't know, but that's what I was looking for.
Well, it sounds romantic, actually. So after all of this time, she's ghosting you 2 weeks later. The date sounds great, but what is it about her that makes you want to see her now?
I just felt I had a real connection. We were kind of similar goals. We both want to travel. I just felt we went well together.
Did something happen on the date at all that may have made it go in a different direction?
Well, I will say, something kind of not popular now is I have made a decision recently to abstain from sex until marriage.
Okay. And you told her this?
Yes, I did.
And this is new. You haven't always...
I'm not a virgin.
Okay.
Right. And you think maybe she had a problem with that because she's I need you right now, Ryan?
It's possible because I don't think that's a thing that's common now. Some people do it, but especially, here, I don't feel that's one of those things that people do anymore. But the reason why I kind of went that direction is, I slept around and it felt empty and it felt like I was just kind of using girls for their body and I wasn't connecting.
Right.
And it's one of those things after a while you're gosh, what do I really want? So, I asked myself and I was I want somebody that I could build a future with. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Lana has that potential.
Okay. I can respect that. Yeah. After my last breakup, I decided that I wasn't going to give myself to anybody unless I thought that their energy was good, mm-hmm. Or that it wasn't necessarily a marriage thing, but it was kind of the same thing, but it was more about, I don't want to mix my energy with bad energy.
That's
because I feel like
fair.
It does. I feel like, it does somehow become a part of you.
Well, you exchange more than just what you can see.
Exactly.
The energy is also exchanged between the two of you. So fair. Fair points for both of you. Look at you guys. Thank you.
Look at us maturing, Ryan.
Thank you for showing everybody that men want connections too.
So why do you think she's ghosting you then?
I think, I just don't know if she was comfortable with that. I mean, that's my thought, but like, I don't know for sure because everything else went pretty well. But when I said that, she didn't have a bad reaction, but it was just kind of like, she tensed up a little bit. You know, and then it kind of like passed. That moment passed. So I was like, oh, I guess it's fine.
We'll see if we can figure it out for you. Then we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, man. Play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next. It's the Jubal Show.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Right in the middle of the first date follow-up, and if you're just joining us, Ryan is on the phone. He's getting ghosted by Lana, and in a minute, we're going to call her, see if she tells us why she's ghosting him, and maybe get him another date. But first, Ryan, why don't you recap to everybody your situation?
So I met Lana on Hinge. We connected really quickly. I felt like a good connection with her, lots of similar interests. We went to a burger spot on the water, had a bunch of cocktails, and had a lot of fun. And we went for a walk, we kissed, everything seemed perfect. But I feel like maybe because I want to abstain from sex until marriage because of my past, that she might be ghosting me.
Okay. Are you ready for us to call her?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Lana, please?
This is Lana.
Hi, Lana, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Lana. The whole show's here. I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
How are you?
Hi.
What's up,
I'm
girl?
I'm good, thank you.
Have you ever heard the show before?
I have not.
Okay. I'll let you know something. We do a segment on our show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. What that is if you go out on a date with somebody, and then you ghost them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. So we got an email about you.
Oh, and this is from Ryan.
Oh, yes, it is.
Wow.
She knew right away.
Yeah. Sometimes people say another name. So we know they're ghosting multiple people, but you're obviously just ghosting Ryan right now.
I would say that I have not exactly been ghosting Ryan. That wasn't my intention. I was taking time to process what he told me at the end of our date. Ryan said that he is waiting until marriage. Mm-hmm. And that is not something that I've ever done in a relationship. I have always had intimacy with all of my partners, and it's a really big part of a relationship for me. So it was not my intention to completely ghost Ryan. I really was trying to take time to think about if this could be something that would work for me. I had such a good time.
So you liked him?
Yes. It was so magical, and he's such a spiritual guy, and we really connected. I felt like he was really seeing me, but I'm afraid that if we get into this relationship without, you know, the intimacy that I'm usual, well, one, this sounds bad, but what if we're not good together physically and we find out too late?
That's fair.
And another thing that I have been thinking about is, what if it becomes something that gives me, you know, reason to stray or thoughts to stray, because I am a sexual person.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So you're processing a lot of different things.
Yes, absolutely.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something that you hear all the time, and especially if that's a way that you connect and share yourself with another person. And then that's a lot of pressure too, right? Because you're like, wait a second. So we're doing this. I'm going to get excited and want to unwrap the present, but I can't unless I marry you. So
what if we could convince Ryan to sleep with you before you're married? Would you go out with him again?
Jubal. No, this is his commitment. But would you?
I would love to sleep with Ryan. But if this is a boundary that he is setting, I were to get into a relationship with him, I would want to respect that. I would not.
Yeah.
If once I am in the relationship, I would have given up any plans to sleep with Ryan.
What if we could convince him to go back on his morals, though?
Jubal, she is respecting his boundaries. Maybe you should respect his boundaries,
okay,
too.
I'll respect his boundaries for now. Lana, Ryan is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, hi, Ryan.
Yeah, I know it's probably like the most awkward way we could meet again. But I want to say, first of all, I respect that, like, you respect my boundaries. It was nice to hear that without you knowing I was there. Because like that, that proves to me that if we can make it work, that this could work. But I just want to say, like, for me, I don't see intimacy as just, there's physical, emotional, mental intimacy that can be built. Like, you know, we can have days where we just cuddle, kiss, collapse, like all that's on the table still. I'm just not trying to take it all the way.
So like, where do you draw the line?
Well, I think that's something that we have to discuss, right?
And does it
mind your business, girl? Got it.
I respect that. And that does make me excited to hear that you have interest in being intimate with me. My biggest concern is still, I just am really concerned of straying. And that's not your fault at all. That's something that I need to decide and, you know, make a plan with my morals, that I will not, you know, if we were to be in a relationship together, that I will not feel that I'm not getting what I need and then look for what I need elsewhere.
I think I can find ways to take care of what you need, at least in the short term.
Ryan, not that I'm trying to get you to rethink the promise that you made to yourself, but I'm trying to get you to rethink it. When I decided to do the similar thing, I didn't make it about marriage because, you know, like you should really get to know somebody and it can be a long time before marriage. So that's a long time not doing it. But me and my therapist came up with, I will not give myself to anybody until I know I have a secure connection with them.
Well, I think that's fair. I think that's a healthy way of thinking of it, too.
So, because does it have to be like a ring and a ceremony and all that for Ryan to get it on?
Okay.
I don't think it has to, but there definitely has to be that line where it's like, I know I'm building a future with you, at the very least.
I think there's a lot of talk that we're getting ahead of ourselves here a little bit. You guys like each other, and I think there's definitely stuff that you guys can explore to even see if you're going to make it all that way. people just tell me not to get ahead of myself. And I feel like we're getting ahead of ourselves here too. So I don't know if there's a possibility of you getting your needs met in a certain way, Lana and Ryan, you know, you're open to exploring that stuff too. I don't see any problems.
Yeah, I think that would work.
I do think that it may be cheesy, but I think that it is very sweet that you brought me on the radio to call me for a second date. I think that is very romantic, and I'm willing to try it. I think that we have such a good connection.
So, Lana, you'll go out with Ryan again? We'll pay for it.
I will. I would love to see you again, Ryan.
Aww.
Oh, awesome. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. That's like, I'm so excited, you know?
Yeah, you guys are cute.
I'm so excited, too.
Me, too. Of course. Yeah. Jubal. Congratulations. Wow. Ryan, you did it. You got another date.
Woo! All right.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it. Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.